He's, well, you just don't know what the work that goes into taking the kids and teaching them to play. And we want to thank, I wish Mr. Wilson was here to take a bow, and James Lindsay, whose little boy is playing there. And there's a lot of work goes into that, and we want to thank them. They'll always be at our festival, and someday they'll be the bands that carry the bluegrass music on. A lot of work. A lot of work. And I'll tell you, if some of the boys are going to catch them, they better get busy, because that's as good as I ever heard. That is fine music. And now, from Bill Monroe's boyhood days, and the duet work of Charlie and Bill Monroe, and long about 1939, 38 and 39, Bill Monroe decided to form a group of his own. And he got some pickers together and decided in the Carolinas that he was going to Renfro Valley, Kentucky, and try to get a job on a Saturday night show there. On the way, he decided to go through Nashville on Wednesday and stop off and check on a show that they had on Saturday night there called the Grand Ole Opry. And if he couldn't see anybody and all there, he was going on to Renfro Valley, Kentucky. He stopped there on a Wednesday, went up and told the man who he was. The man said, "I'm going to lunch." Mr. Stone said, "I'm going to lunch. I'll be back. Y'all go into the studio and I'll be back." And about an hour, hour and a half, he came back and asked Bill Monroe and his group to sing. He sung a song called "The Muleskin of Blues." Is that right? And that was the only one he had to sing. He was made a member of the Grand Ole Opry in October of 1939, and is still a member, the longest continuous member of that show today is Bill Monroe. Roy Acuff went to the Grand Ole Opry in 1938, but he left for a two-year period to run for governor of Tennessee and had a leave of absence. Bill Monroe has never had a leave of absence or ever left the Grand Ole Opry. So in continuous, uninterrupted years, Bill Monroe's the oldest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Now, during the 1940s and 41, he recorded a lot of songs. Today we have some of the fellows that recorded with him. Mack Welcome on the guitar, from Marion, North Carolina, and has been in all our festivals and in all our stories. One of Bill Monroe's guitar players that worked on the Muleskin of Blues record and In the Pines and those. Mack Welcome, Clyde Moody and his guitar. And the first fiddle player ever to record a song and play the melody as Bill Monroe sung it. Mack Welcome, for the first time in our story, and one of the great moments of my life that I've dreamed of this. Mack Welcome, if you will, the man that fiddled on the Footprints in the Snow record, Mr. Chubby Wise from Dallas, Texas. And at the time these fellows recorded, there was no banjo in the music, but we'll use Rural Yarborough to help us here. And Mr. Yates on the bass, who later on will be into the bluegrass story intricate part. Let's start. Bill, where you want it? You want to let's do it and get it over with?
Yes.
Here it is, the song that the fiddle played the first melody just as Bill Monroe sung it. Chubby Wise, Bill Monroe, and Clyde Moody, The Footprints in the Snow.
Like the summertime, and they can walk about, strolling through the meadow green, it pleasant, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime when it snows on the ground, but I found her when the snow lit up on the ground. I traced a little footprint in the snow. I found a little footprint in the snow. The land that I'd be dead, I'd many long to wait, but I found her when the snow lit up. Thank you. and the snow it only grew. Up in heaven, she's with the angel band. I know I'm going to meet her in that promised land. Whenever time the snow falls, it rings the back memory. But I found her when the snow lit on me. I traced a little prince in the snow.
Years ago, and he still plays it just as good. 31 years with that fiddle under your chin. I was 11 years old, 1939, and I used to hear we had a battery radio. We'd take the battery out of the car on Saturday night. It was the only time that we could play the radio down. And we got to listen to the Wallwright show. And I remember hearing this song when I was 11 years old. And in 1939, when Clyde and Bill used to sing in the pines where the sun never shines, here they are to do it again.
Captain, on the time of day. and you shiver when the cold wind
Here's another song that Clyde and Bill used to sing when they were on personal appearances and on the Grand Ole Opry. And I, at 11, and I'm sure a lot of you, if you heard it, you wondered where in the world Columbus, Georgia could be. To me, I was raised in North Carolina, and it seemed the other end of the world. But they used to sing the Columbus Stockade Blues.
Way down in Columbus, Georgia, won't be back in Tennessee. Way down in Columbus, stockade, friends have been back home. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind, lay old Lord far in your heart. Love and nothing. Leave me, little darling, I don't mind. Hey. Many a night with you at the ramble, many hours I spent with you. I thought I had your heart forever, but now I find that you're untrue. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind, lay a whole lot far in your heart. Love another, leave me, darling, I don't mind. Many a night with you I rambled, many hours I spent with you. I thought I had your heart forever, but now I find that you're untrue. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind, a whole lot far in your heart. Love another, leave me and die, I don't know.
Boy, been a while. We'd like to have Don Reno and his banjo come to the stage. If somebody would tell Don and to come, please. I'm sure that at the time they were singing Columbus Stockade Blues, there had not at that time been a banjo added to bluegrass music, and I'm sure that Bill Monroe had been listening to some of the banjo music, but he had never had a banjo player, and he hired a String Bean, was the first banjo player. But I doubt listening to String Bean, if he knew that fellas like Earl Scruggs and Don Reno and Bill Emerson and Sonny Osborne and Ruel Yarborough and hundreds of others would come along and make the banjo what it is today. I doubt if listening to String influenced that much. But he was at least the first.
Give us a touch of it.
He gave you a touch of it every now and then. Yes. A flavor, a sound. Yes. And then he saw it could work, and then when he saw some of the other fellows, and you probably had heard of Snuffy Jenkins at that time.
Yeah,
Snuffy was the first fellow we know of that played three-finger roll. He will be at the North Carolina Festival. And also Roy Acuff's going to be there on Saturday night to pay tribute to Bill Monroe. Howdy Forster will be there, Jackie Phipps and them. I don't know whether you knew that, but Roy Acuff is coming to the North Carolina Festival to do that. But the fiddle was the big thing, and we used to hear Chubby Wise play on the Grand Ole Opry. a song called Cackling Hen. And we'd listen, because it sounded just like a chicken, we'd say. Listen, that sounds like a chicken, okay? Later on, and we'll jump to that period to show you the contrast when Bill Monroe started writing fiddle songs and using two fiddles, changing the time. Here's Kenny Baker and into Al Story, who will be doing quite a bit this afternoon, a fiddle player that worked with Bill Monroe quite a while and is one of the finest. He lives in Leesburg, Virginia. Mark, welcome Charlie Smith into our bluegrass story. And here's the fiddle numbers changed as Bill Monroe wrote songs like Roanoke and Cheyenne, and one called Wheel Hoss. Okay, we're going to give these fellas a little breather because, man, this dust, we're going to try to sweep a little of this dust away and take a little breather. Clyde, I want you to sing in a quartet just a little bit as soon as we get Daw in here. We're going to jump because of time periods. We can't wait. During the time that these records came out, there was other boys working with Bill Monroe, and Curtis Blackwell was one of them who has his own group along with Randall Collins and the boys. So we're going to do the period because they've got a long ways to go back to Georgia. Mac, welcome Randall Collins, Curtis Blackwell, Randall Collins, and the Dixie Bluegrass Boys, will you? Into our story. And they're going to do some singing with us. Here's one that I believe, who sung on this on the record, Jimmy?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter. You do it great. Here's Curtis Blackwell and Bill Monroe to sing Sitting on Top of the World. Here's an instrumental called the Louisville Breakdown. Here's an instrumental called the Louisville Breakdown. Okay. Yes, sir. Only Curtis, I believe, knows this one. I want to say y'all have a fine group, man, and it's a lot of hard work and a lot of pork and beans and sardines and potted meat, but we're going to make it. We're going to make it, and we're going to make it the biggest music in the world, and it ain't going to be very long. We're going to do it. Yeah, these boys deserve a hand because they formed one of the groups and done it. They doing it. They good, and they've got a lot of good pickers. A lot of them that pick all night and sleep all day. Right through the bluegrass story. Here's the Walls of Time. Thank you. Thank you, Al. That's fine, man. That's good. And they're a great group. Now, into our bluegrass story. Bill Monroe was on the Grand Ole Opry, and it was an outlet for bluegrass music because on Saturday night, millions of people could listen to him. Up in Southwest Virginia, there was two brothers, and they were the first duet to play bluegrass music, in my opinion. Charlie and Bill Monroe played country music and old-timey and sung. Bill Monroe formed his group, changed the time of the music, added the high notes and the blues. But the first brothers duet to do bluegrass, in my opinion, were the Stanley Brothers. And here to represent Carter Stanley and, of course, himself as a part of Bill Monroe's life and of their music is Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Would you make them welcome? Carter Stanley recorded a song with Bill Monroe, and unfortunately, Carter's not here. He's a great, was a great artist and contributed a lot to the music. To sing his part on the song is his brother Ralph, and here's Bill, the song that Carter and Bill recorded, Sugar-Coated Love.
Say you only loved me for another man. He has always charmed me. My kind of friend. Maybe I fell down, but need pleading for your love. Can't understand what I saw in that sugar-coated love. Sugar-coated love you gave me on the plate. I took a bite and then I looked to see what I ate. Found my head a cinder all covered up in white. That old sugar-coated love is something I can't find. Sugar plum, your baby and your pet. I said I was your Romeo and you my Juliet. Thought you were my angel, my little sugar dove. You sure had me fooled, babe, with that sugar-coated love. Sugar-coated love you gave me all the pain. I took a bite and then I looked to see what I had ate. Found I had a cinder all covered up in white. That old sugar-coated love is something I can't find. Sugar-coated love you gave me on the plate. I took a bite and then I looked to see what I ate.
Okay, if we can. we had a lot of people that wanted to hear this next song, so we're going to try to do it. I might add here now that I'm asking some of these entertainers to do these specific songs. And I guess that's the first time they ever sung that together in their life, right? First time. No rehearsal on this part of the program. So sometimes there may be some rough spots, but because we ask them to do it, that they do it. And that's the first time in their life they've ever sung that song together. If you ever need a tenor singer, I know where you can get one.
Fine.
Okay? Here's a song that we've done before, but lots of people ask for The Little Girl and the Dreadful Snake, okay?
Yeah.
she was out at play. Out in the woods she couldn't hear a sound. She was her darling girl, sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her, but she couldn't be found. Heard the scream of a little girl far away. Hurry, daddy, as an awful dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and weary wood. But I reached our darling girl too. I knew that soon she'd have to die, for the snake was warning me close by. I held her close to my face. She said, "Daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark. Tell Mommy goodbye." I heard the scream of a little girl. Darling girl, too late.
Be natural. I'm on the way back to the old home. Ralph Stanley and Bill Monroe.
High in the hills of old Kentucky stands a farmer's spot in my memory. I'm on my way back to the old home, a light in the window along the sea. I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill. But there's no light in the window that's shining on the world where I live. Days of my childhood, in the evening when everything was still, I used to sit and listen to the fox hound, my dad in the old Kentucky hill. I'm on my way back to your home, the road winds on up the hill. But God, the light in the window is shining on the world. Soon my time of days were over, I had to leave my home. Dad and mother were called to heaven, I'm left in this world all alone. I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill. But I had no light in the window to shine on the road where I live.
Give him a big hand. Come on.
Ralph Stanley, the Clinch Mountain Boys. What's he going to do with the mountain? Some records on RCA and some of the labels. Mac, welcome the Goins brothers, if you will, into our story to do a couple of songs before they go back to Kentucky and Slim.
What? Will you be loving another man?
Here we go, Will. Will you be loving another man? Not if I can help.
Oh, will you love me, little darling, when I'm in some other land? You know I can't be with you. Oh, will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? Go crying on my shoulders and tell me that you love a friend. Before I'm out of sight, dear, then you be loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I'm in town, you be waiting. Oh, you be loving another man. If I find us to be true, dear, I want you please understand. When I'm returned, don't say you're sorry. Just keep on loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? And every time you be waiting, oh, you be loving another man.
They're getting a string on that thing, I think. They get it on there. Give them a second here. Let's give them a second to get it on. Throughout the country, people were listening to WSM Radio and Bill Monroe and all the bluegrass boys. Then Carl and Ralph Stanley began to play in Southwest Virginia. Soon after that, Bill Monroe's bluegrass boys begin to leave and form groups of their own. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, who were with him, left and formed the Foggy Mountain Boys. Gave it the third group that were playing and singing the music. Then replacing Earl Scruggs was Don Reno, who we'll have a little later. And then after Les and Earl left, Don played. Then Don left, formed a group with Red Smiley. It was the fourth group. And then they began to form little groups throughout the Carolinas and Georgia and Kentucky and that section of the country and play what they were hearing them sing. And the music began to spread. And every Saturday night, they'd still listen to Bill Monroe on Saturday night. And then through the week, they would try to do the songs as they heard them sung then. And then they began to write. Don Reno wrote lots of great songs, who we'll have out just a little later. And the music began to spread on. The banjo, as I said, was added to the music and became a part of bluegrass music. The banjo music then, they were beginning to put it out on record. You could hear banjo instrumentals. So here's one of Bill Monroe's songs. Not going to do Pike County, going to do it, okay? This is a song, too, of Bill Monroe. We could hear him do. The Lonesome Road Blues, featuring the banjo, okay?